Moving on to item 8.3. Consideration and action to approve ordinance number 2016-199, adopting budget amendment 1 to the general fund utility budget of the city for fiscal year 2015-2016, provide supplemental appropriation and transfer of certain funds for emergency expenditures to repair the city's water and sewer system. Mr. Spall.
This is a budget amendment. We do not have the funds in the current utility budget to make the repair of the sewer line. What I have proposed in Exhibit A is that we take the $60,000 that was budgeted this year, take $60,000 out of budgeted facility water distribution improvements. Those weren't repairs, those were improvements. And then $290,750 from the unrestricted unbudgeted reserves, and put that into the line item for sewer facilities, which would then bring that line item, which currently has $0 budgeted, to $350,750.
That being said, 2016-199, I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Wheeler. We have a second.
Second.
Mr. Allen. That being said, now we have any questions for the council?
Yeah, I have one.
Go ahead, Mr. Wheeler.
So this would be, we're going to take whatever monies that we already have, and we're going to spend that to make these repairs, where this is not borrowing any money or doing anything else. This is strictly taking the money that we have on hand. Is that correct?
Correct.
Well,
go ahead, Mr. Jennings.
Okay, right now we're just talking about moving from one account to another on a budget account. Is that correct? So I'm looking at line item number 6902-70, David, which is for $82,000.
That's correct.
And you've got 6902-80 at $60,000. I don't see that. So maybe the $22,000 difference.
It's $12,000 difference. That leaves $12,000 in the water distribution line item, so that if we have a water line that needs to be replaced during the balance of the year, we have $12,000 in there.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just still don't see the $12,000. Okay, so you're saying, well, right now it's at $82,000 on the budget, right?
That's correct.
And you're saying take $60,000 out.
That's correct.
So that's 22, and you just said 12.
I did. And let's see what. Yes, I misspoke. Yeah, it is 22,000.
And I'm looking at a quote, and the quote says $254,000. And that's $100,000 less than what you're proposing that we vote on.
If you back up one page in your packet,
right?
You will see that expenses to date on that line is $61,601.04. The expenses pending.
Which page? I'm sorry. Can you tell me the page number?
The memo.
I
was about to speak to that when you moved to table that.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, so you're including the temporary repairs in this.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, thank you. That makes all the difference in the world that I know that. But it wasn't clear. Thank you.
And also, there's an additional $26,000 in contingency, because the contract is a unit price contract, and 10% contingency is a pretty standard number. Of course, it wouldn't go anywhere if we don't spend it. That's where that number comes from.
I understand. Mayor Moses, I make a motion to amend Exhibit A.
Sir?
I'd like to reduce budget item number 6880-30, which is calls for $80,000 for two police vehicle, so I'd like to reduce that to $40,000 to where we only buy one police vehicle this budget session, so that we can help to pay for this emergency. Line item 88, 6820-50.
I got a point of order call. Are those funds spent already, David?
Yeah, we have about a month and a half ago issued a purchase order for two vehicles that are being made for us. I don't know what the penalty is for canceling the contract, but I'm sure if we need to cancel the contract, we can.
Okay, so your financial report tonight said that we haven't spent any money on there. You just said a month and a half ago we issued a purchase order.
Correct.
Against that, so you're doing the accrual versus cash thing again.
We use QuickBooks, and the QuickBooks numbers that we have for the monthlies are cash numbers, and at the end of the year we complete the budget as accrual. Yes.
Okay. So I'll drop that. Line 6820-50, $15,000. Have we issued any funds for that, for the recycle trailer?
No, sir.
Okay, I made a motion to amend line 6820-50 that we reduce that to zero. And I think we've already addressed line 6902-70. We're going to drop the $60,000. The way I read this. In your Exhibit A on Ordinance 2016-199, you're proposing to drop the $60,000 we had for the water line project going to the yacht club?
I'm proposing that we take $60,000 out of that, and yes, that is the project that it would kill.
Right, so we can get. So that was my. So the only thing I have on the amendment, Mayor Moses, is that we dropped the $15,000 for the recycle trailer to help us finance this. I wish we could do the one police car versus two, but apparently we already spent the money, even though we haven't said we spent the money.
So there's a motion on the floor. We've got we can do the amendment.
Just put that line
up
again on the trailer,
6820-50. 6820-50 would be $15,000 reduced to zero. And then in combination with the $60,000, it really helps pay for. I don't think we should. Obviously, I don't think we should finance this. So what I'm trying to do is get to a point where we can take this and we can pay for it, and then we can have a comprehensive financial plan going forward, because we will need some infrastructure improvements in the city. But we need to do it on a whole basis instead of an ad hoc basis. That's my opinion.
So we call vote, if I'm correct, Dave, for a minute, we can just call the vote once we've already placed it.
Yeah.
You don't have to take a motion. You want to make sure I'm correct on legal.
You got to vote on the amendment.
So,
was there a second?
Yes, there was a second. Following us now.
Is there a discussion?
That's where I'm going to go now. I just want to say my apologies.
Well, I
did second. Right. Okay, Mr. Jennings, second by Nancy Snell. I know we threw a lot of cross members out here. Now it's open for discussion before we can vote on it. You had a question, Mr. Adams?
Yeah, just briefly, the repercussion of not getting the $15,000 recycle trailer, just for my information and the benefit of the public.
Well, you know, we're using duct tape and baling wire. We're literally on the trailer that we have. It's well past its life to do recycling. It's a bit of a hazard. We were looking forward to being able to replace it this year.
Any other questions from council?
I have a question. I have a statement. I think that we have discussed this and how we want to try to pay for this. We had looked at several different options. I'm not in favor of trashing the budget that we spent many hours developing when we have other options available to go in here and just say, oh, well, we're just going to cut this, cut this, cut this. so we can pay cash for this repair, I think is short-sighted.
Thank you, Mr. Wheeler. It's noted.
Sounds like maybe I think I'm hearing it right, what Mr. Stahl said about the recycle trailer is it would be nice, but it's more of a want than a need. I mean, we need to fix, obviously, this sewer issue. That is, I mean, it's ridiculous throwing all of this money at temporary fixes and pumping, et cetera. So, you know, we're going to have to start making some delineations between a wish list and a need list, and that's all I have to say.
Any other questions?
Can I be excused for just a minute?
Oh, yes, sir. Point of privilege. Wheeler needs to take a moment. We're going to take a brief pause for 5 minutes, but you still have a quorum, so please do not leave. Folks, I'll remind you, I'm going on the recording. $15K out of the public works fund to go towards our situation with our services. Is that correct, Alderman Jennings? 6820-50.
Yes, sir. That's the only way I have.
All right. So all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those against?
Aye.
All right. Yeah, I just have it. Going back to item 8.3. There's still motion number 4 for that. Correct me if I'm wrong. Consideration action to approve the ordinance number 2016-19, adopting a budget amendment.
I make a motion.
Yes, sir. There's a motion around the floor. That was the one we had motion. Richard Adams seconded. Mike Wheeler made the motion. It's open for discussion. Anything else to add to that? I know it's somewhat confusing. I'm trying to keep it all together here. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those against say nay. The ayes have it. We'll go on to item 8.4, consideration action to adopt ordinance 2016-200.
I get interrupted for a moment. If you move forward and you adopt that, the next item of business without taking resolution 162 off the table and passing it, you will be forfeiting the ability to reimburse the city. And I would also tell you that in the discussions with bond counsel and legal counsel that it does not obligate you. It does leave the door open. It leaves the door open to get a no penalty payoff obligation that might be short term, like a tax note, which is a 7-year term, that then if the city in the future
does more of a sewer project or water project, you could issue a bond, and that could be rolled into a longer-term bond. Yeah, it also leaves you the opportunity to shop.
Since I tabled it, I'll take it off the table.
I'm going to say the same thing, so I just finish and then we'll be done. It also would allow you to have somebody shop so that we are not. We had a proposal from Wells Fargo. That's still on the table, but this would allow 18 months to go shop and see if there's a better deal or if there's other projects that the city might want to undertake and have and allow us to keep reserves and feather it into our cash flow. So,
thank you, Mr. Stahl. All right. Mr. James has moved to make a motion to take off the table 8.2 item. Consideration action to adopt resolution 2016-162 expressing the intent to finance expenditures to encourage the repair and improvements of the city's water and sewer system. Do we have a second?
Second.
Mr. Woodhill. Okay. Mr. Adams, thank you. Any discussion?
This is just to take it off the table.
That's correct. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. All those against? The ayes have it. I will be looking back at this to vote on it
now that it's back on the table, not off the table, on the table.
That's on the table. So once again,
item 8.2,
consideration action to adopt resolution 2016-162. Motion. Thank you, Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Adams.
Any discussion, the council?
I have a question. Mr. Stahl, did you just say that this resolution, does it have an end date? Is it 18 months?
It automatically, by a function of IRS rules, will expire 18 months after the completion of construction.
So this is not an open-ended, indefinite, forever thing?
Oh, no.
Okay.
And it's also limited to those items in Exhibit A, so it wouldn't encompass a water tower or a street expansion or building a new restroom or something.
All those in favor?
I just want to say in the discussion portion that I'm completely against this. I think it's wrong policy for the city. I don't think we should have a back door open so that we can finance something after we've already spent money to fix this. And I think it's terrible policy for the city to establish this thing. What I think we should do, and I took it off the table because I realize I'm going to get outvoted here. That's okay. But I just want you to know that I think it's terrible policy because what we should do is pay for this because we have the money. We shouldn't say, okay, well, we can get money back for it later and go into debt later. We have the money to pay for this, which is why we saved it through the years. What we need to do is go ahead and get this short-term thing out of the way because it seems to be blinding people to the long-term goals of the infrastructure repairs that we need in the city. And then we need to have a comprehensive study done as to what we need in the city, and then we can finance it. I'll be the first one to go to the citizens and say, hey, look, we need to finance this stuff because it's way over our heads as a body. But for this particular thing, I just want to be on the record. I'm very much against this, and I will be voting no.
Thank you, Mr. Jones. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those against?
Nay.
Nay.
Ayes have it. All right. I believe we're on 8.5 at this time. Coming down to 8.5. I would like to move this item around March
28th.
It threw me off doing multiple times. Consideration 8.4, excuse me. Consideration action to adopt ordinance 2016-200, awarding the contract for repair, reconstruction, improvement of sewer main and West Country Club. Thank you all. Ms. Mel, Mr. Paul.
This accepts the low qualified bid for construction services to rehabilitate the sewer line on the West Country Club. IPR, it's a 21-inch trenchless sewer relining. You may recall the presentation of the city engineer of pipe bursting versus the trenchless lining. It still will require approximately four point repairs made.
may also require the installation of another maintenance hole or manhole. This is bid through the Houston Galveston Area Council Buy Board. Contract pricing and the contract sheet is attached there for you. And since it is unit pricing, if they use less of something, it will cost less, and if they use more of something, it will cost more. It is a very conservative look at it. According to our city engineer, he believes that it will be less than, in the aggregate, it will be less than what this bid is. However, that said, it's $254,040 as estimated here in the estimated number. This authorization authorizes the encumbering of $300,000. That $300,000 will come out of the line item that we just put funds into. You can see it's in excess of what we just moved because we are going to be paying the expenses that we've already incurred from that line item as well. And this is just what goes on this contract. The city engineer will be project manager, and so he'll be on site, or a representative will be on site to make sure that we don't pay for anything we don't get. And he is qualified this contractor, as have HGAC. And I'll answer any questions you might have on that.
Entertain a motion there.
Motion.
Thank you, Mr. James. You have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Snell. Any questions from the council? No questions. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those against say nay. The ayes have it. Moving on to item 8.5. Consideration and action to adopt ordinance 2016-201 amending special speed zones on certain streets and repealing a construction work zone speed limit. I would like to move this to March 28th meeting, give some more time to go through this and look at things. I don't want to just put it off to the wayside because there's legal liability issues that can be involved with the city now that we are aware of this. So I will be talking to the city administrator and police chief about that. But if the council does not have a problem with it, I'd like to move it to the 28th. All those okay with that? General discussion?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, thank you. We're now to item 8.6, consideration and approval of ordinance 2016-202, appointing the election judge, alternate judge, election clerks, early voting, balloting board, and marshal for the May 7, 2016 general election. Mr. Stahl.
It's that time of the year. We appoint the officials who will conduct our election on election day, which is May 7th. We have, in terms of the judge, the associate judge, and the clerk, the same personnel that we had last year. Glad to have them. We have former mayor of J.O. Washington as the election judge, Mr. Phil Yovino, who's not with us this evening, as the alternate judge, and David Williams as the election clerk. The police chief is also appointed as the marshal for the election. And this year, rather than someone who is not in the city, we have appointed Juan Salcedo, one of our peace officers, to be the bilingual election clerk on election day, should we need one. My expectation is that the chief will manage to have him on duty that day, and that will be a great service to us. I would also say that we owe gratitude to these folks to work a very long day. Even though they get $10 an hour, it's a beating with a stick. The only upside is they get to say hello to everybody when they come through.
Show on record at 8 o'clock, Alderman McComb is excused.
Okay.
Illness. Thank you. Entertain a motion on 8.6.
Make a motion.
Thank you, Alderman Snell. Thank you. Thank you, Alderman. Do you have any questions from the council?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, please.
I'm curious as to why so much for the bilingual person. I happen to run the election for the Republican primary, and we don't we pay the regular $10 an hour.
That is his hourly rate as a police officer, and you know because of the Fair Labor Standards Act, you can't hire an employee for two different rates.
Okay.
He's already going to be on duty. My expectation is that this is to cover us. He's on duty. If he comes in and does that service, it's at the same rate that he made his police officer.
He's a good guy. Pay him, whatever.
Any other questions?
Just curious.
Any other questions, Council? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those against say nay. The ayes have it. Item 8.7, consideration action to adopt resolution 2016-163, authorizing the mayor to execute an amended professional employment agreement with the city administrator. I would like to also, I'd like to move this somewhere down the road here, but what I would like to do is just, I think at this time, if any of the council members have any general questions, I'll take the mayor's latitude that if you have a general question you'd like to ask to be able to look over things and discuss that. If not being, we can leave it open for the date instead of setting the date. I don't want to postpone it indefinitely, but we can postpone it.
Postpone it to the next meeting is fine. The only question I have really is the liability to the city for the accrued vacation and stuff. The other questions I have are sort of just curious as to why now.
Okay.
I actually have no problem with the contract itself. But.
Any other questions? Any other council might have a question?
Only to the fact that I believe, are you changing terms of the contract?
There are some changes there. That's why I don't want to get into it when I execute it. I was wondering if it's all in the information. Can we set it on March? I'd like to do it on March 28th. I will not be present to March 14th council meeting.
We move it to March 28th.
Okay. Any questions with council at this time? Okay, then we're going to move it to March 28th. Thank you. All right. Moving on to item 8.8, consideration action to adopt resolution 2016-164, establishing a water disconnect policy. Alderman Snell.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I put this on here. I went and left my notes at home because that's great. Back in 2011, this was brought up about disconnection policies, that it be Wednesdays only, and then somehow it got lumped in with something else that was on the agenda, so I've been told it's not binding. So I'd like to have an official policy about disconnections. There's a couple of changes, and I'll hit on those briefly. One, it's making it a policy that it's not just Wednesdays only, because coming back to Thanksgiving, that means the city, hey, we can turn your water off on Wednesday before Thanksgiving. That would not be good. So this policy now states you can only have your water shut off for being delinquent when there's two contiguous days or consecutive days where City Hall is open. So that way you're not stuck, on Thursday evening you get your water cut off. The city's only open half a day Friday. What if they can't get to you? Then you've got Saturday and Sunday and you have no recourse. In the unfortunate case that you do have your water shut off, at least you can get to City Hall the next day or I know it would be far worse to have to wait 2 days, but at least you've got that time. And if you're in finance or, maybe you can call, phone a friend, borrow some money, whatever you have to do. But it gives residents a fair shake at getting their services turned back on. There is going to be a reconnection fee, just as there always has been. And furthermore, to get your water shut back on, it used to say you had to pay 50% of your bill. This changes it where you got to pay the whole thing. We're giving you 2 days. So I'm not looking at you. I'm just looking at everyone in general. So this gives people, like I said, it is actually, the citizens are going to have to take a little bit more responsibility as well. But it also changes it to where it's 41 days delinquent. So you've got to be a whole month behind. So I just think it would be more reasonable. I started looking at the policy that was not set in stone, like I said before, but the way it was written actually wouldn't be good. Like I said, they could turn your water off the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, and then, hey, it's Wednesday only. It doesn't say you can't do it, right before a holiday. I would hope the city wouldn't do that, but it still left it to be an option. So that being said, I would like to make a motion to pass resolution 2016-164.
Okay. We have a second.
I'll second.
Open for discussion.
So, go ahead, Mike. A couple of things right off the bat. What is the policy now after 30 days? That's a month?
Isn't it, Mr. Stahl, that it's 15 days?
David, would you go to the city policy, please?
Yeah. This is causing me some heartburn because city council has adopted a policy which is in the city code. And the policy of the city council that is in code section 66187 says the city of Short Acres reserves the right to discontinue water and sewer service to any customer who is 10 days delinquent in the payment of any charges set out in this ordinance. He goes on to say the city shall not be required to serve any additional notices to a customer before service is discontinued. Now that's the official policy, and you'll notice that it says what the minimum timing is and maximum timing and what the minimum notice is, which is it's printed on the utility bill, which it is.
Sorry, David, I'm not following. You said if you notice, where does...
If you look at the resolution that's been proper, it is taken from an administrative policy, and in the body of it, it shows section 66187.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And that's what council adopted. And that says that city reserves the right to discontinue water and sewer service to any customer who is 10 days delinquent with the payment of any charges. So if you receive your bill on the 15th, it's due at the end of the month, on the 10th day, after the 10th day of the next month, you can be disconnected. We don't do that, but we reserve the right to do that. When you get your next bill and you are delinquent 30 days, on your bill it will say, pay within 10 days or you'll be disconnected. So by function of what we do in the field is you get an extra month before we do that. This very clearly says in the city code, and I believe that a resolution cannot preempt an ordinance, that what the ordinance says is the city shall not be required to serve any additional notices. Well, the administrative policy doesn't supersede that, of course. It just says we're going to bend over backwards to give another notice and make an attempt to hang a notice on the door and give a couple days heads up before we go do the disconnect.
So are you saying that the point of order that the resolution is misworded?
I don't know how this would function.
That's what I mean. Is that a point of order that the resolution can't override the ordinance?
Yes. But it's a little schizophrenic in that it references the city code in the resolution. So almost on its face, it's saying two different things.
Is there a way you could work with Alderman Snell to fix this for the next meeting?
Yes. I would also point out some other things here. We had a 41-day policy, which this goes to, which in January of 2015, we reduced to a 30-day policy. And if you'll flip two more pages, let me give you a bird's eye view of our disconnect we have. You have what looks like a spreadsheet here, and it gives you the last 12 months. And you can see in the last 12 months, we average 54 disconnect notices each month that go out to utility subscribers. And that the aggregate value of that is $4,707. That's where we are now after reducing it from 41 to 30 days. In 2014, before we made that change, the average was $5,300. Recidivism is a huge issue. 35% of those that we give a disconnect notice to have received four or more. 35% have received four or more disconnect notices in the last 12 months. So it's the same folks.
Mayor Moses, I'm going to bring up a point of order. The resolution obviously doesn't supersede an ordinance. So I would say that it's a point of order and we can't proceed.
Well, we can take a resolution. That's it.
I withdraw resolution.
Okay.
that makes life easier.
I was going to say you are.
Resolution been withdrawn.
Okay.
So you're not scratching.
Thanks.
All right, moving on. I got plenty already. 8.9. Item 8.9, consideration approval resolution 2016-165, approving an investment policy pursuit to Public Funds Investment Act and other related provisions. Mr. Stahl.
Yeah, to comply with the Public Investment, Public Funds Investment Act, the city adopted, the city council adopted an investment policy in 2005. That act requires that the city council affirm the investment policy and strategies set forth, and do that annually. We do that every February, and so it is that time. Last year we made no changes to the policy. This year what I'm bringing to you is no changes in the policy. The policy is 5 pages of, by the other standards, small type. The significant part here is, of course, it has in here responsibilities and authorities and prudence and internal controls, but the most significant variable in there, because that's all boilerplate, is the authorized investments, and that's one of the things that the council can modify from time to time. The authorized investments under this policy are obligations of the United States government, fully insured or collateralized certificates of deposit, no-load SEC registered money market funds, and constant dollar Texas local government investment pools. We currently don't do any government obligations, as T-bills, government agency bonds. We don't do that. More than we want to spend time with. We do have certificates of deposit. We do not have money market funds, which we could. The constant dollar investment pool is our text pool. The other thing in here is the diversification. You get maximum percentages of where we put our money, and you see the treasury obligations and government agencies and CDs, money markets, and the those pools. This policy says that we can put 100% of our investment into the pools. It says that we can put a maximum of 50% into our CDs. You can see that from the earlier financials that we are within those, and I expect that we will stay within those. Then you have safekeeping and collateralization, all of which we, of course, comply with. And I ask that you kind of review this and approve it for another year.
Thank you, Mr. Stahl. Do we have a motion?
Make a motion.
Thank you, Alderman Snell. We have a second.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Wheeler. Any questions from council? All those approved, say aye.
Aye.
Yes, say nay. The ayes have it. Moving on to item 8.10, consideration action to excuse February 8, 2016, absence of Alderman Jerome Combe. Got a motion?
Motion.
Thank you, Mr. Cheney. Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Wheeler. Any discussion?
I'd just like to say it was good to see him here tonight.
Mm-hmm. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those against? The ayes have it. Moving on to item 8.10, 8.15, adjournment. Thank you, everybody, for showing up. Have a good evening.